You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Brought to us by this week,
GG Flamingo
and Satya Chai Lounge. Is that correct, gents?
That is right.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Sammy and Francisco from
Francisco.
Not bad, John.
That's all right. GG Flamingo. I have been there for a couple of cocktails in the past, and I can just come. Like, I can open the conversation by saying it's great, great cocktail lounge.
It's just another little Cairo joint.
What inspired you guys to open the little cocktail bar?
So we've always had Satya Chai Lounge, and GG Flamingo was supposed to be a little tucked away, kind of amazing cocktail experience. Low-key, just chilled out, but really yum cocktails.
Mm. Wait, this sounds great. Where is it? I haven't been. Where is it exactly? How do I find it if I'm just strolling?
271 K Road.
271, that's good.
Okay. It's hard to find, though, because especially the cocktail bar doesn't have a proper sign. We have
Sounds fucking quite
shit. We have a flamingo neon light that it's on when it's open, and the black curtain. So if you don't know the spot...
Where are we? Is it down like...
Middle
of K Road. Yeah, the easiest way to kind of put it is pretty much opposite a family bar. Everyone knows where that is.
Man, family bar. That's good. I know where you are.
It's kind of a little bit on the corner. Is it sweet around like the soft corner there?
Yeah.
Okay. How long has it been open? And I mean, do you guys have a speciality in there of sort of cocktails that you do?
Well, we are focusing pretty much anything yummy, anything cocktails, anything a bit tropical. We have a tropical attire. I mean, it's a bit tiki, but then we have a wide selection of whiskeys. We are like expanding our selection of mezcals that we love.
And mezcals is kind of like the is that tequila family?
Yeah. It's like a smoky tequila. Yeah, let's say more a crafty one.
It feels like a kind of an up buzz, though, eh?
Yeah. Well, it's very nice. I mean, I love all expression of it. I mean, there are so many brands now coming out, but we have some nice rums, and in fact, tonight we're making a drink with rum.
Nice.
Cool.
Do you want to crack into it? I mean, you're the man, Francisco. You've got all the ingredients in front of you there. You're rubbing your hands in glee as well.
Sure, I can do that. All right, so tonight is a Navy Mule. So, Navy Mule.
Navy Mule?
Yeah.
Okay. Brand new to me. I don't know what that is at all.
Yeah, I noticed it's kind of like a Moscow Mule,
right?
Because you've got the tin or the copper cap, I should say.
No. Okay, carry on.
There's a mule category. Like, it's pretty much something that's born at the beginning of the 19th century in America. Yeah, they used to mix this vodka and ginger beer to promote pretty much those two brands that they used at the time.
Right.
And so they came out with this clever way to sell it in this copper mug.
Nice.
And we decided to use a navy rum, which is...
Far out. That looks hearty. Is that actually the rum in it? No.
Yeah, there is rum, but this one we flavored it. Okay. So that's why. It's not the original color.
Right.
So they source it from the Caribbean, from the British Islands. You know, it's something that the sailors in the British Navy used to drink. You know, before they used to have a rash of rum they were allowed to, like, daily. And so until now, when not anymore, unfortunately, apparently for them.
Can I just have can I open it and have a whiff of that?
Yeah, it's very nice and spicy, but this one has been flavored with some fruit. I give you a sip on its own. Yeah, you can try like this.
Well, now you're in the shit. He's gonna give it.
Try.
What's up now, John? Now you're drinking.
Hey, now you're drinking, man.
At least copper mugs are a lovely pink color, by the way. I'm loving the
flamingo. Flamingo pink.
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really smooth. Yeah. So what's been added to the rum?
So we had in this case we had the rambutan, which is tropical South Asian fruit, pretty much. So it's like a lychee. They call it a hairy lychee because it's the one that has a very colorful kind of hair like on top of it. And it's not as sweet as a lychee. It's a bit more nutty, but it's something that worked very well with this. And we being a tiki cocktail bar, we always just push the boundaries of in a simple way, meaning that we mix something conventional with something a bit more tropical, something a bit like Eastern or that's what we like doing. And so what we did is start making one. I've been making two or three, maybe.
I still have to drive a motorbike after this.
All right.
Oh yeah, first cocktail corner to arrive on motorbike, I think.
Yeah.
The pair of them.
A comfy one.
So just talk us through the method and the ingredients as you make the drink.
You could do that this many ways, but
we do the easy one.
As well, because we're not behind the bar, but as well as Gigi, we're gonna make this thing very, very simple. We're gonna start saving this drink from tomorrow. Mm. From tomorrow, we're gonna add it on the list. And so there'd be some ice in the copper mugs.
Let me.
Gravity. Yeah. And so.
Oh, great ice. Do you have an ice machine?
Yeah.
About what model of ice machine
do
you have?
How many times has that ice been frozen? Just the one time?
So that's an Oshizaki machine. That's a Japanese brand. Oshizaki.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it did to the wallet as well.
Anything Japanese is, that's an investment at this point.
And so we put a
John's writing that down.
Yeah. Japanese
large
ice
measure.
Machine.
Okay, good.
Put a large measure of.
Wasn't that in the 80s? Is that 80s Japanese stuff is so good.
A large measure of this is British Navy rum.
Yeah,
is that the brand?
Pusses. Yeah, no. Pusses.
You already sniffed it, mate. Just relax.
He just sniffed it. No, more.
It's a real, we don't need to market it too much label. You know, cheers for the rum.
It was the real stuff. I mean, it's very.
British.
Yeah, very powerful, very, very flavorful as well. I mean, a small quantity of this is. It's enough to give a good flavor to the cocktails, but that's why we decided that it could have been flavored further, smoothened with some other ingredients.
What have you got here? Is that lime or lemon?
Lime.
Lime?
Yeah.
From a fresh lime?
Yeah, fresh lime, sure.
How much?
I know the price.
Do you know how, were they expensive?
But yeah.
How much are they going for at the moment?
We have a dealer.
Oh, shit.
All right.
I know a guy that knows a guy that
robbed
a guy.
We know
actually,
a guy.
This dealer is based on K Road as well.
Nothing
dodgy about that.
Big thanks to the K Road Business Association. Thank you very much.
And so, some lime.
Would you say we've got about 40 mil of the
larger 60 bowl
60?
Yeah, this one being flavored with the rambutan, it's not as strong. It's a mix of let's say rum and rambutan juice somehow.
Okay.
Because I blended the rambutan into the rum, let's say 40 of rum and 20 of rambutan juice for people to understand pretty much what is coming out of it, and a dash of sugar syrup that I flavored with mace.
Oh snap!
And cloves. So
far out.
Just a touch
of
it.
Because sometimes just sugar syrup kind of depresses me a little bit.
Just really a touch, just to convey the spicy. The spicy flavors of the mace.
Can I have a whiff of that? And John's gonna want to have a whiff of that as well. it's popping through a little bit. It's got mace in it, mate. Just be careful with your eyes.
I brought the mace itself, so Bill. Sometimes don't
behave yourself.
Mace is actually really beautifully aromatic.
This is Pad Thai-esque. Oh no, that's
mace is the covering of a nutmeg. So when you crack into a nutmeg shell, you have the nutmeg inside, and then you have a little casing of the mace.
Kind of smells like toilet though.
maybe it was the container. I didn't check.
Sort of smells like toilet, do you think, John?
No, it smells weird during soon. But when you crack it or when you
And also, you have to blend it and kind of get the oils out of it.
It. And I'm quite a simple human, so I don't have any words banked up just yet.
So it's very woody.
Really earthy.
That's a polite way to say what I said. They look rad, though. Yeah.
And so being with Satya Chai Lounge right next door and it being an Indian restaurant, Francesco has an arsenal of spices thrown into cocktails, and he really enjoys doing that as well. So it's just it makes the drink so much more complex and multi-dimensional than just
what a good combo
straight
though.
Booze.
You can go have a Versace experience with one of the better Indian joints around town, no doubt, and then go have a couple cocktails.
It's so nice. Nobody's looking at me, so I can use my hands to pick up the ice from the container. I even stirred it with a finger. No.
Do you guys, I mean, obviously being cocktail specialists, do you do sort of cocktail, like a food match with any of the food at Satya Chai Lounge? Is there anything?
We've never done a cocktail match. We've done a lot of beer matches, but in saying that, cocktails just go so, you know, just like you're eating, and we're not about being as formal as kind of matching right. stuff. It's about just digging in and just having a good time. Drink what you really enjoy doing.
You're welcome to match it. Welcome.
But then, yeah, absolutely. If you,
this mint smells so good. Man, I love mint. Go mint.
We did have nights recently as well when we had some cocktails or some specific cocktails, and we wanted to pair some food with it. I mean, we didn't quite pair it, but we just got some food that was in theme with it, such as for the mezcal night that we were talking about earlier. No. Yeah,
yeah.
We like mezcal, right? So we had a mezcal night, and so we decided just to bring some friends over to make some South American like food that yeah. will go very well along with
Did
it.
You put lychees in that?
No, that's the rumitan. The guy,
oh,
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I have a whiff of that as well?
Yeah, sure. You can have one. I mean, that's one of the cocktails for you.
You can leave a spoon in it too.
Just to quickly recap. I would just, so built in a glass full of ice, we got 40ml British Navy rum, 20ml rum-a-tan, 20ml lime juice, a dash of sugar syrup with like a mace.
Mace, yeah.
Mace. And
I topped it up with ginger beer.
Topped with ginger beer.
That's the mule bit.
Yeah, that's the one.
What kind of ginger beer are we using?
That's Fever Tree. Yeah, Fever Tree ginger beer. I would like to thank Euro Vintage for this to happen. They made it happen for us tonight with the rum and the ginger beer.
It works. Man, it works like a drink.
It's delicious.
When am I supposed to eat this rum, Victor?
Whenever you want.
I mean, is it from the lychee family? Is that fair to say?
Similar, so.
So lychee is kind of like, it's got a hairless shell to it. Mm. And but when you peel them both, they're kind of the same. Rumitan's a little bit bigger.
Mm.
Yeah, but similar but stronger, more tropical flavor profile.
Wow, they're delicious.
Yeah, I love that, you know, just adding mint to as a garnish gives you that wonderful aroma.
Yeah, the smell affects our taste more than 65%. So, you know, when you garnish something as...
What?
Yes, together.
You say 65% smell.
Yeah.
Wow. Where do I get these rumbutans from? Have you like pickled them or anything, or is it just like they're delicious? My new thing.
I bought them like this.
Yeah.
When we get something in season in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely not going to be an imported product.
Right.
But well, I don't know. It probably lasts 2 weeks. So it's apparently it's not the season because I haven't seen them. Right. And so that's a canned one, but it worked quite well for what I wanted to do. So you know.
Seasonal
cocktails at Gigi's. Now, what is there anything happening at Gigi's and Satya Chai Lounge in December?
Oh, definitely.
Do you want to take the Gigi part first?
All right, so I mean, there's something going on for sure. I mean, as I was saying, we change the drink list every couple of weeks, so we're always gonna be making new drinks. Tomorrow we change it and we add this drink on and some other things, but as well, we'll be having once a month, we have a special event with hosting different brands and so we're gonna be open for Sundays. Sundays we're not usually open.
A little Sunday session.
Yeah,
okay.
We have a Sunday session at Gigi. This Sunday is not quite. We haven't quite decided what we're gonna do specifically, but it's gonna be. We usually invite some bartenders. They do some guest bartending there for the night. So
like a slight flex at someone else's house, kind of thing.
Getting more people involved and some friends there. You know, I'm gonna be slacking a bit. You know, so getting people to make some drinks.
This
to sell
is on
me.
The menu at the moment. What is this drink called, by the way?
Navy Mule. Yeah.
What I love about it is the mint is more of an aromatic situation. So if you drink it. I think I'm doing it right where I drink it and the mint just like hits me in the nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So good.
But that's why I didn't use many of the drinks we serve them with a straw like this, the one you see. We have a bamboo straw.
That's cool.
So So yeah, but when it's not needed, like in this case, that you can drink through the cube dice and there's no crash dice and anything. I prefer people to drink through straight from the glass, so they get more discontent with the garnishes. They're meant to be there for a reason. So yeah.
Very nice, very nice.
Good, glad you like it.
And so on the Satya side, mum, dad, the family, been doing free Christmas dinners for about 10 years. So we're going to be doing it again this year. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to just let everyone know. So it's just open to absolutely anyone and everyone. Lunch and dinner, just come in. No questions asked. We'll just feed you.
That's so badass.
And so it's mainly for people if they had a rough year or tourists stranded in New Zealand and not being able to spend time with their family. Just no discrimination at all. You just come and enjoy.
Go on, man. That's a great
feed
service.
With us.
Great. Good shit. Awesome.
Right. The address once again.
269 271 K Road. So 271, you'll find Chai Lounge, and then just beside it, to the right, there's Gigi, which I say again, I mean, if you see the flamingo light on, you just knock or open the door, or if the door is open, just go through the curtains that most likely will be closed. I see many people just peering in and saying,
"You've got to want it."
Yeah. The people don't understand what it is, you know, unless you know it.
I like it.
But then, you know, you get trapped. You pass the curtains and you're trapped there.
Francesco, Sammy, thanks so much for coming up. What a absolute treat. And we'll see you. We'll see you on K-Road. What was the number again?
269-271.
Thank you.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.